Video's live. Everyone can see. This is a rare artifact. The Dean Wiley portrait from Making History. I bet you didn't know, Carl, that I had that oil painting of myself that the Fox...
I don't think I've ever seen that. I think I've seen a picture of it, but I don't think I've ever seen the actual painting.
I brought it in here. People have been talking about the blank walls behind me. I haven't hung it up yet. I just put it on top of the bookshelf, but I will.
This is so weird. This is so weird. I don't know. The viewers are going to have to understand that I do vomit 5 to 6 times during the show. And y'all see this every week.
Right.
But now they're going to watch
it. And it's so tasteful the way you do it. I wouldn't say that it's subtle, but it is done in a very respectful way.
I take this glove.
Uh-huh.
And there's a baseball glove I have here. I take this glove and I go, and I open my mouth like this.
And the sound is just kind of like an exhale, like a...
Well, and it's very dry, which it's like people are probably thinking it's gross, but it is vomit. It is almost like just like some dust bunnies that come out.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's
sort of bready times.
Yeah, like breadcrumbs. Yeah.
Ben Rogers texted me today for my birthday. I haven't heard from my boy in a long time.
Bang Raj, man.
Oh, boy.
The fuck?
He's up to some kind of scheme.
He immediately tried his birthday. He tried to give me the trade 4X.
Yeah.
He tried to give me a trade 4X.
Yeah, he's always scheming, and he's about his money.
He's about his bread, I know.
Have I shown my portrait on this show?
Not on the flagrant one, certainly.
Well, I'll pull it off the wall. Hang on. This is me. In the style of, as Andy says, Obumpkin, whatever that means.
Yeah, what is the story with that, Andy? You just think that he's like uneducated?
Obumpkin. He's like from a huge city.
I wish I knew more about art to be able to play along with this.
This
looks
is
great.
In the presidential portrait style.
I get, okay, yeah.
By artist Kehinde Wiley. Someone did it of me instead. My friend who's a gynecologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good with his hands, can see.
It's a man gynecologist? A male gynecologist, your friend?
A man gynecologist.
Those are your friends,
Hayes? A GUI gynecologist.
GUI gynecologist.
And this is who Hayes is spending his time with. He's, you know, look, I haven't met the guy, but by all accounts, he's a very kind, respectful healer. And he happens to be up in them guts. Yep.
He stays in the puss.
And he knows like secrets and tricks about it, right?
Yeah, weren't you saying that he taught you your move? You keep promising to reveal your move on the show, that you have a move that you guarantee makes them go wild and hit the ceiling. And I've been trying to get this info out of you for years now, and it's like you've given little hints about your famous move, but it's like a combo of techniques, right?
Well, one day we were just like hanging out, and he was like, "So here's something I did on accident once."
On a cadaver, right?
Oh, yes, that like. Made some like dormant synapses fire or something, and so like stuff was like kicking around, and so he was like, "But so imagine, right?
That could be scary." Yeah. Wow. Well, I something to keep subscribing for. Hayes is going to reveal his move. Let's say in November,
not in like a lewd way, but just like I'll clear out some space in here.
No, he'll show us on like a whatever, a dummy.
Yeah, and he'll make the sound with his mouth, like, and then you just be like, "Look, look, 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 look." Whatever emotion that may be,
it requires that sound, like for sure. Yeah, boy, our first recorded on video exchange.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. We're here. We're doing it. I'm going to hang this up again. Carl, my birthday man.
It's my birthday. It's
Carl's birthday.
It's my birthday. I can't believe it. I made it. I am 132 years old.
Yep. You look awesome, dude. I know I say this every year, but you look so good for 100 and anything.
I tell you what it is. Cooking oil.
Canola oil. You rub cooking oil on yourself.
Every morning I drink a Diet Dr. Pepper and rub down with some canola oil. I call it a succulent rub down. Mm. And that's what keeps me going. But y'all see,
that's a high smoke point.
I got a gray patch in my
doctor a day.
A doctor a day keeps the apple away.
A doctor a day keeps the doctor away.
Y'all see, I got a gray patch in my SA goatee.
Oh.
In my Vato
Distinguished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm thinking about things now, basically. You know, life. I got a gray patch. I'm thinking about if I should use a little Walt Frazier just for men and diet. How many kids you have?
How many kids you have?
How many kids?
Sean, I have a question. How many kids you have? Carl, the other day I was watching. It was, your birthday is not that long after LeBron's. When's his birthday?
The 29th or 30th.
29th. 30th. I was watching 29th. NBA Game Time on NBA TV, and one of the hosts was like, LeBron, every time it's his birthday, he's led his team in scoring on every birthday he's ever had in the league. That's how it should be. That's what she said.
Wow.
And so I agreed. That's how it should be. I'm going to let you run up some points today. As every, like, when it's your birthday, you should be allowed to score the most points.
You can lead the podcast in scoring, in scoring monster laughs. And so I'm going to clear out the lane, give you the ball, and let you do your thing, Carl.
Yeah, one thing about me is that I buckle under pressure. And so I'm probably going to miss a lot of shots.
And you're thinking about stuff now that you're
not, I got a gray patch. And I got a gray patch. Yeah, I'm probably going to hit the side of the backboard a few times today. We just didn't get it done. The chemistry wasn't there.
Do we have a song?
We do. Now that there's the video aspect, this is basically just going to be like a better like NBA desktop.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of like desktop.
Oh, you know, I'm not saying it's better or it's worse. What I'm saying is that it's longer it's less edited.
Man, they cut out. You want to talk about hitting the
side of the backboard. Holy shit. Yeah.
They cut out some. I used sometimes want to text Jason and be like, damn, man, I hit you with some heat. What are you talking about? That Doc Rivers impression. This? When I really got into Doc Rivers eating ass, like, that shit was, I was rocking the house. I had him climbing up the walls. Mm.
They got the freaking hardware to show for it, though. Who am I? We don't have any Emmys.
Yeah.
No. I don't have any Emmys yet. Isn't that crazy to think about?
That is.
Think about how long I've been making podcasts.
You'd see it right here. You want to see the only award I have on the shelf? An Oscar for Best Liar. It doesn't even say Academy Awards. It says Hollywood Best Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for Hollywood.
What year did you win that?
That was 2012. Same year as The Artist.
Wow.
Same year as The Artist.
I
saw the guy Jean Valjean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the ceremony, and he went with that jacket to the Oscars as like his date. He really did. And I think that was actually another actress in that scene that was like dating the jacket, but he ended up with that. Everyone remembers that movie.
Everyone knows the jacket, but I was just gonna say I knew it wasn't the same year as Liar Liar because I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
While speeding.
Right?
That's all I remember. That monologue. Somebody stop me from speeding. Of
the claw. The claw's going to get you.
Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me from putting on my mask.
Can't you imagine him in that movie going, moly, 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 moly. But that was Austin Powers said that, and he wasn't even cursed with the inability to lie. That was just a normal day for him, and he could not resist pointing out the mole.
Ow! Royal.
Just let him do it. Just let him do it.
I'm trying. Ow! Ow!
Okay.
So we have a parody from Liz Kirschbaumer. This is a parody of
the
band Say Anything. I believe this is specifically a shout out to you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone else made a video of a Say Anything song. Is that right?
Yeah. Somebody had asked me about Say Anything before. I mean, I guess I've talked about it. I did have the album Say Anything as a Real Boy, and I liked it.
That's great news. Great.
Yeah, that's really good.
So let's check out what Liz has for us.
One, two, three.
And if it's the rim, I'd pivot to you in the motion. Sprint out to where you were balling in the park. And if I was blessed, I'd walk on the wood that you're beating to lend you some air for that heaving, sunken ball. 'Cause they chose you as the starter for their empty little team. With your new cred and your Forbes spread and your brand new jersey. And they guard you and you follow through and it goes in. And if I was brave, I'd climb up to you on the mountain. They led you to drink water fountains, spouting lies. And I'd slay the horrible beast they commissioned. Steer me away from my mission to offside. And I'd stand there like a baller with my foot upon his chest. With my grin spread and my arms out, doing my best bounce pass. And you'd hold me, I'd remind you who you are. Under their shell, I'd walk through hell for you. Let it burn right through my shoes. These balls are useless without you. My ball is useless without
hoops. Oh, I like that.
It's making me emotional, much That's like cool, the original man. Music did.
Yeah. What year did this song come out?
And if they send a layup, I'll foul it, go back to the key. Or a rebound, I'd guard it, and I'd bring you back to me. And I'd pass you with my weak arms like a firstborn. I'd walk through hell for you. Let it burn right through my shoes. These balls are useless without roots. Through hell for you. Let the torture ring into these balls.
So I see the comment that she has right underneath, which is, if he doesn't know this song, I'll be so embarrassed. Nothing to be embarrassed about. I do not think that is on the one album that I do know by that band. But that's actually fine. I still liked it. It still is obviously the same sound of the band, who I do like.
Is it that? Is it like mostly acoustic, their sound, like that?
It's a lot
it's
of
a nice.
Like,
it was a lovely song.
It was lovely. Yeah, I mean, he does a lot of. I don't want to define his music. He does a lot of, I think, like big choruses where it's like quiet acoustic,
right,
and then like a big,
yeah,
sort of like Dashboard a little bit, you know, where or that kind of sound where it's kind of quiet muted verses and then like big loud choruses.
I dig dueling acoustic where you got the rhythm guitar at the bottom and then solo on the top. That shit is funky like a pile of shit. Andy, I saw there was another song that was referring to my other podcast outlet. Can we hear that?
Yeah, so that, and that's a, he made it specifically as a quick one that we could put in. So this is based, it was such a major smash hit that Carl Kyle's cousin already has a tribute rap from Steve.
It's only
Shaw.
Been out for a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow,
here's
Stephen Shaw's eyes roll back and he just starts friggin' rapping.
We got the lyrics and everything.
Yes.
Oh, this is over the Carl Kyle's cousin.
Calling his cousin for 30 minutes. Keeping it flagrant and causing trouble. Secretly want another bubble. Watch the triple double. I'ma pull up in the paint. Don't get in my lane. My Chinese gun is at the game. I hit a three.
Shot!
Twice at the party, but nobody came. I'm flagrant as fuck and I know it. Say you got money, then show it. Cause I got a wagon. I'll throw it. Sex work is all that I know, bitch. All my gummy bears are Albanese. All my bitches got some pretty feet. Put some gummies on the bitches' toes. Ring, ring, dinner bell, time to eat.
Let's go! Yes!
Put that in the cup. Carl working on the cut. Josh Hart with the butt. I'm trying hard not to nut. Andy needs breaking news. Kept
okay.
His job. Nothing left to lose. It's the flagrant one. Fuck the flagrant twos.
Yay!
Ah! And a little secret out there for y'all. That beat is an Ahsaan banger.
Mm-hmm.
He made that.
He's a DJ, right?
He's a DJ and a producer, yeah.
And he makes beats.
And this was a really exciting comment that we saw. Damn, Steven Shaw, this track is actually really good. You should use the free promotions from Fan Major and get it some plays like that.
This is why we are doing this show. It's to connect people to opportunities. Yes, we don't pay for the content that you send us here.
No, we play it. We get paid for the show, which is now us listening to other people's content. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, would you know about Fan Major? Would you be getting some plays if you weren't, you know, using Ahsaan's beat, which you do owe us money for, to make this cool song about Carl and Andy and Kevin and not me?
Love how
I don't
he
think I
toes.
Was in it at all. Yeah, no. Unless it was my toes. Yeah.
Love how you spelled toes. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. All my bitches got some pretty feet. Thank you, Stephen Shaw, for that. I really
that
enjoyed
Josh
it.
Josh Hart with the butt.
Josh Hart with the butt. Josh Hart got Duke.
Scroll up a little bit. What did Josh Hart say that he was doing when he proposed to his girlfriend? He was double cheeking it.
Double cheeked up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said other
up.
People
double
were
cheeked
saying
up.
He was double cheeked up.
They were saying I was double cheeked up. I was like, I don't think anyone said that. I think you said that.
That's a phrase by this comedian, Teddy Ray. Who I went to high school with, actually.
Teddy Ray.
In a video, it went viral, just that clip. He double-cheeked up on a Thursday. And he saw his, it's a funny video. Not at all politically correct, but funny video.
Well.
It was a video about his homeboy becoming, I don't know.
You know, it sounds politically incorrect.
Yeah, it is. So I'm not even going to explain the video.
So, I think just knowing the phrase double-cheeked up on a Thursday for me is probably the biggest reward I was going to get out of it. And maybe on my own time, I'll go look up the video and watch it and laugh and then not tell anybody how I liked it.
Yeah.
Andy, what happened with the news? We used to have some breaking news themes, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Theme song?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to play it now, but maybe in the future we can play that.
Yeah, next time that'll be fun to and we even got an animation. I want to say from Pierce. Was that Pierce Video that gave us the video? That'll be fun to put
Pierce
up on
Pierce Video. Pierce Video.
This is huge news, and this is something we have a lot of experience with. The NBA has been considering charging $2.5 billion for expansion teams to join the league to offset their COVID losses. And so, according to Bleacher Report, potential cities include Seattle and Vegas.
Okay, but I mean, I guess those could work as NBA cities. We've discussed a lot of more viable options. Yeah, my first choice always is that Oklahoma City gets a second team. Yeah. The rivalry there would be insane.
It should be
the Lightning. The Oklahoma City Lightning, imagine?
Yes.
Are you a Lightning or a Thunder fan?
That's a good rivalry right there.
They've had a team for the least amount of time, so you're going to go give a city that used to have a team again before you give them two teams?
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
Obviously... They have a fan base because they're supporting the team that they have.
Yeah.
They haven't really had them that long, so a lot of fans would probably be willing to switch over because there's not much history there.
Yeah. And you know, no team has ever left there.
Ever.
Not ever.
No, we have to get another OKC team. OKC Lightning has to happen. And I will call Adam Silver about this. I call him about something else, too, actually.
And so we have, of course...
I don't have my login for this. I'm just saying what I'm calling Adam Silver about. So I ordered this this drink, this new like hot water, but I got it like a big discount if I ordered a monthly subscription to it, but I don't want it anymore, and I can't find my login to cancel, and when I click the forgot password button, nothing happens. Like, it doesn't generate an email to me, so I need to call Adam Silver and just see like what he can do, or if the players want some of this drink. Like, I'm not going to drink it all.
Why is your team called the Montreal Aliens, Andy?
I don't know.
Your old team.
Was that me?
That had to be. You.
I think that was back when it was like, because we were saying that I was gray, like a gray alien.
Like a gray alien.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You were like that's a gray. Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. That you were all gray, like a damn gray alien.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. And it kind of like, some of the letters are pretty much the same.
As what?
As Montreal. Like a lot of overlap with the letters of aliens in Montreal.
That's really helpful, actually.
That actually makes
that
it
just makes
now my favorite.
So easy.
There's no I, but so many of the letters are there, and it's like, it's such a natural pairing, Montreal and aliens. Now I'm going like, why didn't I know that already? Wow, that looks so good. Some of these other neat team cities share letters as well with the mascot, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like Pittsburgh shirts, there's an R and a T.
There's an I as well.
That's so like, that's actually awesome. That's a fun game to kind of look at your team, look at the letters in the name of the city, and then what the team like mascot is, and just kind of find like, oh, are some of these overlapping? Are some of these matching? Like, that's actually a really sick fucking game. I'm going to do that after the record and just kind of sit.
Why? Wait till after the record.
You think?
Do it now. Do it now.
Should I do it?
You should do it to him.
Okay, great. Okay. I mean, it's hard. My favorite team, obviously, is the Philadelphia 76ers, which is a number.
That's really hard.
So there's like no, you know.
Well, there's the E's.
I guess, but I'm not using those.
Okay. You just call it them. When you write it out, it's just the Philadelphia 76.
That's how I write it, yeah.
Okay.
So nice. They had to do it 76 times.
That's right. John Cochran is in this league. I think we just called him and made him draft a team, right?
Yeah, he was busy when we called, I believe, too.
He was very upset.
He hated
like, he had just
we
had
made
like
his
a...
team be called the My House Tables.
That should still be a shirt.
Paul Shear's team, the South Dakota Fannings, won last season. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn.
This is big. Also, thank you to Jake Elba for putting this incredible site together.
That could even have been two seasons ago, to be honest. For all we know. Honestly, for all we know, could have been two seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, Vegas. Well, what if it isn't Vegas? We don't have a Vegas team name. The Vegas Vacations.
The Vegas Vacations. For sure. The Vegas Timesharers.
The Vegas Timesharers.
I would like it if it was the Vegas. You know, Vegas has the Golden Knights, I believe, is their hockey team.
Yeah.
I would do probably the Golden Knives.
Vegas Golden Knives.
Knives with an F, right?
Golden Knives, yeah.
Or the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
The Vegas Babies.
That's cool. Oh, the
Vegas, Vegas Babies.
Yes.
If we're trying to do our letter game, like the Vegas Savages, but you'd have to spell it pretty weird.
The Las Vegas Salvage.
Yeah.
Salvaged denim.
The Las Vegas Salvage.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Vegas Babies.
That's good.
And Vince Vaughn is there, and he is also... And so the mascot is a baby, and you do like a whole like pantomime thing where like Vince Vaughn is like thinks that he's that a woman is looking at him, and he does the like goo goo gaga.
Oh yeah, she's giving me the cute vibe, like the funny vibe. Like she's a naughty little baby.
The announcer's like, "Wait, she's not talking to Vince Vaughn. She's talking to the Vegas Babies."
There's a funny baby in The Hangover too, another Vegas.
Yeah,
movie.
Another Vince Vaughn movie. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's so good in that. He really He's disappears really into his role. I thought he was a different actor for a lot of the movie. But when I go back and watch it, it's Vince Vaughn, all right.
This is exciting. Okay, so that's a lot of really good names for a Vegas team.
We need a Seattle name. I feel like Supersonics is outdated because they named that after the beginning of the jet age. Like that was when Boeing first came out with the first supersonic jet, is what that name came from. So they need something new now. So you got the Seattle Seahawks, the Seattle Mariners, both nautical themed, water.
Water.
You got the Seattle Kraken.
I have it, guys. I have something. The Seattle Lattes. This like uses that. Almost all the same letters, and and it invokes Frazier, who was always at the coffee shop, and Niles would be across from him blowing the foam from his latte to part it. And that was so iconic and so associated with the city. You know, we have the Space Needle and all this, and then you pan down from the Space Needle, and there at the coffee shop are Frazier and his brother drinking lattes. That is basketball to me. That is the NBA.
And now, the starting lineup for your 2021-22 Seattle Lattes. Last time that I checked. And then the girls come out with marimbas and they go, "Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. So salad and scrambled eggs. Mercy." But they still start off with that Nipsey. They all just come out like a jazz quartet.
That would be the most thrilling entrance of any NBA team. And lean into it, you know. Look, get your concession stand. You got some high-end coffee. When Jimmy Butler comes to town, he can have a big feud with your mascot because your mascot's not Big Face Coffee. It's some Seattle brand.
Yeah. Some Seattle brand, which we're not allowed to say on this podcast.
Well, I don't know which one to pick.
What if it's the team name is the Seattle Zbest?
Zbest?
Zbest.
Yeah, the Seattle Zbest.
That's really good, too.
I'd like
more coffee stuff.
You go upstairs at a Borders. If you're at a Borders and you go upstairs, they're serving the team. Yep.
The Seattle Lemon Loafs. That's my favorite.
Now talk about this.
Huh?
What are the there's a Seattle Lemon Loaf
at the coffee place that we're not allowed to mention. Can we say it now, Andy?
Oh yeah.
Are we still
No. Yeah.
Andy won't let us say it unless he's getting paid personally. Oh, okay.
What about the Seattle Egg Bites?
Those are nasty.
Okay.
We can disagree on that.
Well, wait, I think what's the lemon loaf is nasty.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
With a cup of milk?
I'll eat it. I want an egg bite for dessert.
Lemon loaf.
See, what I like
I'll put milk, gross. I'll put sweet and low on an egg bite. That's dessert for me.
You drink cow's milk? That's for baby cows.
Yeah. Well, moo, bitch.
All the hormones in it. Get out of here, man. It's egg bites are bust.
I love that lemon loaf. See, what I like to do is, because they put it in the bag from the top, so the icing is on the top, and I take the whole thing out of the bag, and I eat the bottom half first. Mm. You know, bite, sip of milk, bite, sip of milk. Then I eat into it like an orange peel, like that.
This is good video.
Bite, sip of milk, and then all I got left is the icing top, and I save that for last.
What about
sip of milk?
What about this? Just so we stop fighting and really hate
he's still
each
standing
other.
In the front of the line.
Yeah. Sir. They call me Kyle. Could you please move? Kyle. Kyle, could you please? And you need to put your mask back on, Kyle. You've eaten a whole lemon loaf and drank a full venti cup of milk with ice. You need to put your mask back on.
I'm leaning over you eating egg bites to prove a point. I'm savoring mine even more.
Wait, what are egg bites?
The egg bites, they're like little round, like teeny tiny, like omelet-y thingies.
They are nasty.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I was like, the way y'all talking them up, I must be thinking of something different.
No, they're nasty.
I eat them.
They're really hot.
Yeah.
They're not.
I good. Like how hot they are. I like how nasty they are.
It is the only way you can get out of there with without too many calories.
Yeah, no sugar, and you know you can do the egg white ones, or you could do the you know.
Is milk free there, Carl?
No, you got to pay for milk at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's a couple bucks, but it's all worth it, King.
They're taking you for a ride, man. Dude, next time you need milk, just call me, man. Don't go to Starbucks. You're not gonna drink that shit, are you, man? Come over to my place. I'll hook it up. I got milk, dude. Don't even sweat it, man. We can hang.
Has Grace gone out for a new jug?
Brother, we're locked and loaded, man. We've got multiple jugs in there.
Good.
Gonna give you milk spiked with hop water.
Don't drink that shit, man. Yeah. Don't go to fucking Starbucks, man.
I still haven't had a chance to hang out with Coffee. So,
Mr. Coffee.
You got to let me babysit the young fellow one time, and we can just drink milk all day.
You guys would get down on milk. That's the first thing. The second I walk in when he wakes up in the morning, he's just standing up in the crib, and I would say, like, hi. He doesn't say hi. He goes, milk. Milk.
Then think about this. Milk.
Milk. Okay.
I had a dream about this. Milk.
Blippi. He wants milk and Blippi.
That damn Blippi. His daughter used to watch Blippi. It's such a weird dude. I knew something was off about him. I knew something was off about Blippi. And every morning I would get up and Iffy's daughter would be there watching Blippi. And I go, I don't like this dude. Something about this dude is off. And then we found out. There's a video of him online taking a shit on his homie's chest.
It's true.
It's not the worst thing, but I knew something was off about him.
It's not great.
It's not great.
I'm learning.
That was the time too, though.
You gotta understand, man.
Yeah. 2011. It was like a difference.
Before we knew that was bad.
The jokes people were doing, like on Twitter, it was like Anthony Jeselnik. Like, you remember that stuff? Like, it was different.
It was edgelord stuff. Some of the shit that me and James Gunn were tweeting back then. if I could take it back, I would. But
you can't.
No, that just is what it is. In 2011, if you didn't take a shit on your homie's chest, you weren't trying.
That's so nasty. But to even have that idea. to do that and then be like, you know what? I'm about to get in the kid content game. That automatically makes me a creep. Makes you a creep, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Rich creep.
Okay.
He's rich.
He's getting bread. He creep is money. Making money.
Creep money spends.
Well, I don't want to get into a whole blippy thing. The story as it goes is he was just making these videos for his nephews.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then he was just making videos for his nephews where he would, like, go, like, run around and, like, go to a playground or something. And they really liked him. And then they started putting him on YouTube and getting a lot of views. And then he, like, created a whole empire around it. But he's got in trouble. He took a shit on his homie's chest. And, and he also did, like, a live tour where, like, he didn't show up for it. It was just people dressed like him.
That's funny.
Which I think was, you know, in the fine print or whatever, but people were very upset about it. But anyway, you know, it is one of the things that my kid will say. He does a song about boats that's actually a pretty good song. I like the boat song. It's got some good sped up footage of boats, like, moving up and down on a river. And, you know, I'm not above singing that song sometimes. And we've watched it. On some days, 4 times in a row.
Let me ask you this. The Flagrant Ones is now a show about fatherhood. What does Crawford like old school looking cartoons? Like, because when I would turn on like something that wasn't in that like 3D, you know, how everything is like, I call it Jell-O. How everything is like Jell-O now.
It's reboot.
Yeah, like reboot shows. Style. Like that was the only cartoon that we had that looked like that. Reboot. Mm-hmm. But like I turned on Magic School Bus for her one day. I was like, this was my shit.
Uh-huh.
Naomi, like this was my shit. And she was like, absolutely not. Turn this Dookie. Bullshit off. I was like, okay, what about Clifford the Big Red
Dookie
Dog?
Away from me.
Yeah, yeah. She did not like that.
You know, well, first of all, it's like I maybe don't even wanna, I guess, talk about parenting. We definitely were very much like, we're not going to let him watch TV. We're not going to do screens. He won't be looking at YouTube until it. And then the fucking pandemic hit, and it was like, especially like on the day when it like rained like really bad a couple days, it was just like, okay, what are we gonna fucking do all day? So we do watch stuff with him sometimes. We don't watch a ton. It's usually like first thing in the morning, we have some milk and we'll watch a couple YouTube videos. And then sometimes right before bath time. But he liked Sesame Street kind of right away. He knows Elmo. He talks about Elmo. He knows Cookie Monster. He talks about Cookie Monster. He does like a couple of the Blippi songs. He really loves Garbage Trucks. There are some like Garbage Truck compilations that you can watch of just like them picking up cans and dumping them. But cartoons, I did one day try to put on like Wile E. Coyote. Like I was just like, oh, let me put on some Looney Tunes. Like, you know. And it was a complete non-starter. Like, it was just no connection to it at all. But also, like, I just think it's what he likes is usually it's like a song. Like, it's like a music video. Like, there are a bunch of Sesame Street, like, music videos. There's one where Grover and Dave Matthews sing together, and we watch that one. And then there's another one with Adam Sandler and Elmo that he really liked for a while. And I think, like, he likes the song and, like, feeling like someone's singing to him. But any narrative element at all is, like, you're never going to get that going. Like, he's not going to follow, like, a story. Like, it's pretty simple what's going on right now.
What about...
Andy really wants him to get into Invader Zim.
Yeah, what is the story with that? So explain it to me. Because
like, shirts and stuff and, like, a pencil case.
I read, like, half the email you sent, and then I was just like, I need him to explain it in person because there was so much about it that I didn't follow.
Yeah, it's just about the vibe. It's that Spencer's Gifts vibe that I think I really embody, and I think...
It is a vibe.
Yeah. What's in the news?
Let's see.
Show Crawford that rubber ducky with Little Richard. He'll like that.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good song.
Okay. The NBA updated its COVID rules. Players now have to wear a mask before entering the game and are recommended, I think, to do so while on the bench. And then people who aren't playing have to wear a mask. So that's
interesting.
You made a man on his birthday so bored.
Oh, no.
I'm sick of talking about COVID.
Rules.
The one day.
Stories about fatherhood.
the one day that I get to sit and talk about fatherhood and being 132 years old, you have to bring up COVID, Andy. Sorry. Gosh, man. No,
we were pretending that COVID was not real today for Carl. Yes.
I was at the company that shall not be named all day, drinking venti milks and eating lemon loaf, extra sauce. And
extra sauce, please. Well, it was sauced a long time ago in another place.
And I asked for, I was like, it's my birthday. Can you please cut off the other sauce and put it on this one lemon loaf for me and give me three venti milks and watch me chug them right here?
Okay, what else happened?
Steph Curry from, I guess I wrote my beloved Warriors, scores a career high of 62 points. And he said after the game, you know the Jordan meme, right? I take all that personally. I don't know what he's
saying. People are like,
about.
Your team's not good anymore. And
yeah, they were questioning his legacy, which is, listen, that's so stupid after four games. That's so dumb. Like, he's solidified his legacy. He's got three championships.
Yeah. But also, if he could have done that all along, why did he need for people to say that he couldn't do it anymore to do it? He should have just been doing it the whole time. This is my opinion.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I obviously do think that if he could do that, he should do it the whole time. That's actually his job to do that, if he can. And if he can't...
He says he can. And he says that but he was only doing it because people were insulting to him.
Yeah. That
what happened next
is not what a champion does.
The Nets apply for a $5.7 million disabled player exception after Spencer Dinwiddie is not on the playing anymore because
he's hurt. He's not going to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yes.
No, it's if you want to back up and take another run at it.
I started to get good at reading these things. Something really broke on that one. That's all right. People can read it too. The Nets apply for a $5.7 million disabled player exception after they lost Spencer Dinwiddie to a torn ACL.
I don't know what that means.
And also more bad news on Carl's birthday. I'm sorry. James Johnson and Cody and Caleb Martin got fined for getting in a fight. James Johnson got fined $40,000, but Cody and Caleb Martin only got fined, Cody got fined $25,000 and Caleb got fined $20,000.
Who is Cody and Caleb Martin?
The Martin twins.
The Sweet Life.
Cody Martin is the name of the freaking Sweet Life Cody. That's true.
Did they play for
the Hornets?
Oh, they played with the Hornets.
Oh, yeah. But they were on
they were the Nevada guys. Okay,
they were on
I remember
college
them.
Team together.
Yeah, they played in Nevada, the Wolfpack.
Nevada. They are identical. I was about to say Vegas, twins. But then I was like, it's not Vegas. Yeah, Nevada. Yeah.
University of Nevada, Reno. Yeah, I like those guys in college. The Wolfpack.
I did too.
And James Johnson is the one who every game they're like, you know, James Johnson might do a big kick and punch today because he is actually a major at karate. Very good. Not allowed today. Don't do that. And so now he does it and people are like mad.
Yeah. No, they constantly said like every time somebody like bumps him, they go, this is not the guy you want to bump into because a big kick and punch could be coming your way from him doing major karate. And it's... And it's happening right now if he wants to do it because he can punch and kick.
Do these twins jump James Johnson?
Seems like that's what happened.
I didn't see what the altercation was.
It was a scuffle. I want to say there wasn't like a real swing or anything, but I did see some footage of it. And they were like, at the same time, hey, stop that.
And then they started doing like, I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
The House of Mirrors effect.
Yeah. Why are you looking there when I'm over here?
Yeah. He kicks one and it shatters.
Yeah.
Go to the... Is that all the news?
You sent a video of...
Oh, yeah, you don't have to play it. I was just watching Jamal Crawford do a shake and bake lesson and thinking about the shake and bake. and how I miss Jamal Crawford, who I think still wants to play. It's really sad. I think he would love to be.
Well, it was really sad because he did get to play last year. He went into the bubble and then just immediately got injured after he had been lobbying to play the whole time. But yeah, probably one of the best personalities in the history of the league. Just seems like a truly great dude.
I was watching him do that interview, and he's just like so authentically engaged with what the person he's like with the person he's talking to. And he was always like that. And everyone was like, oh, he's like the fucking greatest guy. Everyone loved him.
The stat people hated him because he was such a huge media darling that like because all the reporters like loved talking to him. So then anytime they could give him any credit for something, they did. And then like, you know, Nate Duncan or whoever would be like, he's actually hurting the team.
That's right.
All that and one stuff doesn't show up on the scoreboard.
So I have a game. Do we have time to? Yeah. Play a game. I compiled some stuff. I think this game, is this what the game, what did this man say is?
Yes.
I believe
we called
so.
It that at one point. So I think we're fine.
So we're going to play What Did This Man Say? There were some big performances this week by a handful of star players. And when the NBA YouTube channel, whenever a player has like a big game, they'll do like a highlight reel. And I've collected some of the comments from like the big game highlights from this week. And I'm going to read you some of the comments and you can guess who the player was. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The first game, these were all 40 plus point performances. First video. Plays beautifully, like the beauty of his mom. I bet his wife would stop tweaking in video for a while after this. I think that's supposed to say twerking.
Twerking, yeah.
I bet his wife would stop twerking in video for a while after this, after he scored all these points. A commenter named Mirabos Mirsamigov says, let's rename this man to 3 points.
How many points you have?
How many?
Hey, I have a question. We've renamed this man to 3 points? No hand checking, asterisk. Impressive, but not really. The best. Great player, but I still can't stand the NBA two-step. One of his drives, he took 4 steps. Traveling? NBA has no defense either. Oh, 137 to 122? Embarrassing. Jordan, still the GOAT. And finally, my favorite comment. When was it?
At first, after reading your first comment about his mother being fine, I thought it was about Luka. Because Luka's mom is a dime. That's top of the line. But I'm going to say that this is old Stephen Curry.
That is the Steph game. He does. I think that was the first comment that. Plays beautifully, like the beauty of his mom. And then it's the sunglasses smiley face emoji.
Because I write that about Luca on all his highlight videos.
Plays beautifully, like the beauty of his mom.
Yeah.
People think I hate Luca, but in actuality, I comment on all of his videos, plays beautifully, like the beauty of his mom. So somebody saw me doing that.
Is that hatred, you know?
Yeah, that's not hatred.
To actually appreciate the beauty of both his game and his mom?
Exactly. But nah, man, so, people want to call me out.
Someone also commented, Curry could have done this every season, but chose to get his points off the ball to help the team. He's a true master at his craft and the best shooter I've ever seen. And once again, I really think if he could have done this every season, score 62 a game, and just like hit every shot, he should have just done this.
He has a responsibility to do that.
Yeah.
And it
maybe
went fine.
He spent a little less time giving me notes on my pilot. about a retired NBA player opening a car wash and a little more time in the gym.
I just really, it went okay without him doing this, but if he could, I think he should keep doing it. Okay. Next video. I only have three of these. I've been saying that since his rookie year, this dude is a fucking problem. He is an all-star, period. Put some respect on him. Next comment. Been telling people for the longest, blank, a problem. He's just not a saucy player like blank. He's straight to the point type of player. Now people starting to see it happen. Blank is a flashier player. Blank is a gritty player. He does the dirty work. Next. I've been on blank ever since he was drafted. I remember when he was only trying to dunk on fools. He came a long way. Next. Blank has pretty much been playing like this since the end of last season. People are just now catching on. Everyone's focus was
on... It's Julius Randle.
It's not Julius Randle.
It's Blank Griffin.
It's not Blank Griffin. These are... this will narrow it down a little bit. Better than Westbrook ever was. That actually doesn't narrow it down ever. So did all of his hair went to his beard? If that's the case, then he's on fire. I guess that's what happens when you work with T-Mac.
Oh.
And finally, one more. How often he does this?
How often he does this?
How often? That question.
How often he does this?
I'm going to say, because I know it's not James Harden, but you mentioned beard. I'm going to say DJ Augustine.
This is, you think DJ Augustine was the one that's like, been a problem.
Yeah.
DJ Augustine is a fucking problem.
Yeah, DJ Augustine is my final guess.
This was Jaylen Brown, one of two Celtics to drop 40 this week. I just like how every single comment, first of all, he has been really like up and down. He's been like defensively good at moments, but whenever a player like him has a good game, everyone wants to be like, see, been telling you.
Yeah.
Been telling you.
Nobody was listening to me.
Yes. And he's always been
now
doing
you want no more room on the bandwagon, guys. Now you're a little late. I've been on this corner for a long time saying that this NBA player is good at basketball.
And it's always like, you know this game where he scored 42 points, his in-game record in only three quarters? He's been doing this every game. It's like, no, he hasn't. This is the best game he ever had. By so much. Okay. One more. Okay. Am I supposed to be impressed or something? When you just naturally have long limbs and are tall, just more proof he has no skill at all. He needs some post moves and mid. Until he wins the chip, I'm going to close my mouth. Blank should take off the pressure he puts on himself to become a three-point shooter. He'll never be a good one. And focus on perfecting moves like 105 and 227. Those are the shots he can do and should be using in the playoffs. By the way, he also used to have a sweet, consistent fadeaway like the buzzer he hit on the Knicks 3 years ago. What happened to it? This is a game where this guy had 43, by the way, on like probably like 20 shots. If Blank was 6'1", he would be working at Burger King. Absolutely no skill, just running around taking steroids. NBA going downhill fast.
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis.
What a fucking bummer.
That's interesting because I was thinking about the most hated, like people who get hated on the most and who are tall. So I was thinking Bron. When you said steroids, I was thinking Bron. Mm-hmm. But the first one you said, I was thinking Paul George. So,
yeah.
Huh. But you said 43 points and Paul hasn't had 43. He had 40 on Phoenix, but he didn't have 43. But it's crazy how these people get hated on. Like, but yeah. Giannis, wow.
Two-time MVP.
If he was 6'1", he would
and
be
it's
working
just
at
long
Burger
limbs.
King.
He'd be working at Burger King.
Defensive yeah. player of the year also. And this guy coming in and being like, this guy needs to focus on perfecting moves like that one and that one. That's what he should be doing.
Everybody knows, yeah.
If he was 6'1",
he doesn't need to shoot three-pointers.
Moves. If he was 6'1", he'd be working at Burger King. That is the most insulting comment. Like, and that's probably coming from a person who doesn't have a job at all.
Oh, it's disgusting. Just fine, and working at Burger King is fine also.
It's very fine. That's what I was like.
They've got the Impossible Burger now.
I really like it.
I know.
You'll put cheese on it too if you want to. I mostly did this video to say my favorite quote, well, my favorite comment, which would give it away. And it is, that's the Greek freet we all know and love.
Freet?
Freet.
That's the Greek freet.
There he is.
He has misheard it.
Here he comes, the Greek freet.
Well, and it's the first time he's ever typed it. So when he says it around his friends, they're like, the who? He goes, the Greek freet. And they're like, right. Like, I know people are like, did you say freet? And it's like, yeah, freet.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Okay. The Greek
freet. Here we are in Belgium, the Greek land freet. Of French fries. Or should I say pommes frites? Oh, here's a place to go in. Bonjour. I'm sorry, I don't speak the language. Do you have? May I please have pommes frites? Senor, have you tried Greek frites? It's fries with feta.
That's what he should be serving at freaking Burger King. He should be serving Greek frites. Did you like frites with that? That's what he should be saying. I also have.
Do they just type too fast and then just click whatever I said? Whatever I say, it goes.
Yeah. Well, the T is not close to a K at all.
It's not
on the keyboard.
Maybe he really thinks that's what he's called.
That is something I really like, the idea that he's just like kind of heard it and said it, has never read it or written it down.
Oh, yeah, the Greek freet.
The Greek freet. Doesn't want to ask what freet is, was like, I know what freet is when you're just a freet on the court. You're just getting freet. Takes a
he's
ton of freet throws.
For everything. I want a lady in the sheets, but a freet in the bed. I said that wrong. I said sheets.
Maybe that's what this guy wants.
That's probably what that guy would say.
In the sheets, she's being nice, but when she's in the bed?
When she gets in the bed,
she's
ooh,
going crazy.
She's a freet.
You can tell in a way because her bed has no sheets. The
freak.
Sheets are somewhere else.
She's the freet of the wheat. She's a very kinky girl. She's a super freet. Super freet.
Do we want to Travoltify one name before we go? Do we have a backlog still? We have
we
to get
do.
Through,
yeah.
I got one, but I have one more. It's just like I didn't really get to a full idea around it, but it is Free Tea Friday.
Free Tea Friday. Absolutely.
I woke up in Chris Brown's body.
This guy wakes up in the body of Giannis, and we'll see how good he is then.
Yeah.
If it is just all about height.
He's like, I'm just as good. Not even better.
Mm-hmm. So on our list, we have the name Brian Timothy Stump, and this is on behalf of his brother, Kevin Stump. So it's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the name being Travoltified is Brian Timothy Stump. Is that correct?
It is correct, yes. Okay. Brian Timothy Stump.
Andy, cue up the theme song to VR Troopers.
I'll add that in post.
Hang on, because it's three names.
Yeah, this is a tricky, unprecedented. Oh, yeah, I think it's maybe really unprecedented.
We are.
Oh, that's good.
Brian Timothy Stump, Brian Timothy Stump, Brian Timothy Stump, the wickedly talented Rice and Brumblethy Tompo.
Rice and Brumblethy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. I almost, if people submit these in the future, I almost want them to do full first, middle, and last name, now that we've seen what more syllables can do.
It was hard. It was hard to keep it in my head.
It made it four words. That's all we have, right, Andy?
Yeah, I think that's...
No more work to do.
That's
what and another flagrant ones for the is books. In the can.
Okay.
Guys...
And now do Dean, what's his name?
Dean Wiley.
Dean Wiley saying, what would saying Dean farewell Wiley to say the fans.
Right Dean Wiley, he'd say, hang on, let me, Dean
really,
would
yeah,
go.
Just let him get
come, hey, man, come on, man. Hey. And he'd say, gentlemen, it's been the great honor of my life to serve on this podcast with you. A mighty privilege. And although you have been a bit too horny at times, Hayes, your gynecologist joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, I don't know what you did this week, but I'm sure you've gotten us into trouble before.
Oh, I have, Dean.
But happy birthday.
Thank you.
But truly what we've been doing together today has been making history.
Bye.